Yarmouth. This site can be seen from anywhere in the park to the east of Yarmouth. Follow the coastal path east from Yarmouth or west from Newtown. Less than 200 metres from the shore of Yarmouth, just west of the head of the pier and at a depth of around 6 metres, the remains of an important historic vessel are buried in the seabed. The wreck was found in 1984 during an archaeological survey searching for the source of Roman pottery regularly brought to the surface by the nets of oyster fishermen. It was soon realised that this was an important discovery and was designated a protected wreck site, then excavated during the later 1980s by archaeologists of the Isle of Wight Maritime Heritage Project. This work revealed that substantial timbers survive beneath the seabed, especially from the stern of the vessel. The probable date of the wreck has been gained from a range of artifacts that have been recovered, which include 15 pieces of pewter and numerous ceramics dating to the 16th century. The ship was around 30 metres long, a substantial size for a vessel of this era. No definite identity has been confirmed for the wreck, although extensive historic research has revealed a petition in the High Court of Admiralty records dating from 1567. In this, a Spanish merchant called Antonio de Guaras sought from Sir Edward Horsey, the captain of the Isle of Wight, the return of wool salvaged from the Santa Lucia. The ship was sailing to Flanders when it wrecked, as described in the Admiralty records, thwart of Yarmouth. The Yarmouth Road site was designated due to the rarity and archaeological significance of the remains. Artifacts recovered from the wreck during the investigation include Italian pottery dating from 1590 to 1620 AD. A large number of metal artifacts, including copper alloy scraps, a bronze mortar, and a variety of pewter objects such as a candlestick fragment and a collection of spoons. The majority of this metalwork dates from the mid to late 16th century. A 16th century bronze cannon was recovered from a location near to the wreck site and presumed to be from the wreck. The cannon is on display in the Underwater Archaeology Centre at Fort Victoria near Yarmouth, and a display presenting details of the wreck is in place in Yarmouth Castle as part of an English Heritage-funded project. The artifacts from the site provide a rare and important insight into the cargo and personal effects that might have been carried on the ship of this era. The remains of the wooden hull provide valuable information about ship construction and the types of vessels used for merchant trade during the late 16th and early 17th centuries. As the project funding for excavation of the Yarmouth Road site came to an end, the site was covered with sandbags for protection and the artifacts deposited with the Isle of Wight Museum Service. The site is now regularly monitored to ensure its stability. With further study, the Yarmouth Road site has the potential to provide more fascinating insights into our maritime past.